While you're asking questions, I'm sitting here looking at stats from some past games. And you mentioned wearing down the players. Coach Hayes talked about it. You talked about it. And I think one way of wearing them down is wearing down the goalies. And I was looking at that game on Friday. Of course, the game on Saturday was suspended. Unfortunately, a referee hurt his hand, cut his hand, serious injury. You said probably some stitches for sure there.
Oh, 100%.
That game was suspended. You're going to finish that game? Is that correct? Or what's the deal there?
I want it to just be done and over with. I'm trying to get that taken care of right now. But
okay.
There's
a you're talking about how much time was left in it?
The third period, it was And I so the only time available to make the game up is when they come here in January. And in January, the only thing on the open schedule is 10 a.m. on Friday. So they would have to come in Thursday night, wake up early, play a game, play a last period at 10 a.m., finish the game, and then play another game at 7 p.m. So I don't think they're going to want to do that. It's going to cost their organization quite a bit of money
because
I'm not paying for that hotel room.
No.
So I hope to just end the game and get the 2 points and move on.
Well, back to wearing down. I was looking. Friday, you had 84 shots on goal. A couple of games ago, 80 shots on goal. That's depth, but that's also wearing down. Is there a number that you want to see every single game in,
60.
In that? 60. You've done pretty good.
Well, pretty good.
84, 64, 58, 80, just the last four out of five games. I didn't look at that suspended game.
What's your defensive goal, shots on goal? Do you have one?
25.
They've accomplished that quite a bit, actually.
I'm looking at
Sheridan, you held the 24 at one point.
The October 1st game, this last one I had up, they had 25 shots on goal. Butte did. I think it was right around 24 on one game. They're definitely meeting those marks. Where are some marks they haven't met yet?
Honestly, just playing every shift they get out there. I mean, some guys like to take breaks. Some guys like to lean back and think that other people are going to do it for them still.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we do have letdowns, obviously. We make mistakes. We're not professionals. We don't get paid to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They're still kids, for one. They're 18 to 20 years old. They're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. But the problem right now is that they are taking breaks when they don't have time to take a break. So we're slowly edging that out. But Yellowstone shouldn't have had 3 goals. Yellowstone shouldn't have scored 1 goal in 2 periods either. So there, we still do mess up.
All right, you've got 4 big games coming up against the number 3rd team in the Frontier. That's the Bozeman Ice Dogs. You play them 2 games at home first on the 22nd and the 23rd, and then going into early November, you play them again the 5th and the 6th in Bozeman, Montana, which is probably one of your longer drives, that and Great Falls. Definitely a good primer for the December matchup against Helena. Of course, you've got other teams before then, but actually, then you play Bozeman again the 26th, 27th. Wow. Talk about Bozeman. What have you done to prepare for them?
Nothing yet.
Nothing.
It's only Monday. We focused on Yellowstone all week. Or it's Tuesday. Sorry. But Monday practices for us are skill days. So we haven't even watched film on Bozeman yet. We do that tonight.
Okay.
Today in practice, like I said, every Tuesday we have Team Battle Tuesday. We play each other. I think we get better every Tuesday, hands down, the most.
What's the intensity like for those
extreme.
Two?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had fights yet, but sometimes there is in-house fights, and I allow it because I don't want them to play different than they do in a game. And when they're done, it's left behind, and they forget about it, and they're buddies again. But, Tuesdays are my favorite day. But after today, after practice today, we start the learning process of Bozeman, how they run things, their systems, what we need to do to shut them down. Wednesday is all about figuring that out on the ice. Thursday, special teams, and Friday, we take care of business.
You know, there's two keywords for this Wild team. If you're talking not only getting big wins in the year, but postseason, the two words, killer instinct. If this team, and it sounds like that's what you're doing – It sounds like you're...
We're working on it.
You're working on the team to finish and finish early and to have that killer instinct. Because, look, it's hockey. It is a sport that is very tough. It's difficult. There's going to be lulls. There's going to be injuries probably at some point. It's a long season. But at the same time, if you can build that killer instinct, that's kind of what those Tuesdays are doing.
For sure.
And that's great that it's animated, because once that practice doesn't get animated, I think as a coach, you're kind of like, oh, wait, maybe we're losing that killer instinct. But if the Wild can keep that, clearly they have the talent. Clearly they have the depth. If they get that killer instinct, I mean, postseason, the sky's the limit.
It'll be dangerous.
All right, the Bozeman Ice Dogs, 7-1-2, the next 6 out of 8 games, the Gillette Wild playing Bozeman. Bozeman 11-0, of course. Obviously, you would like to go 6-0 over the next 6 games. You play them out of 8 games, whatever. That'd be perfect. If not perfect, what are you hoping for? 5? Maybe lose one?
No, we can't afford to lose one.
I like his attitude. I mean, you know, he's like, no.
I might start sports with
that.
We're
going all the way.
We can't afford to lose one.
We can't. Well,
with Helena,
so
yeah.
How this works, how the league works for getting to the national tournament, there's obvious 5 divisions. And so 6 teams go to the national tournament, and whatever team has the best record, the best winning percentage of all the divisions that didn't make it, goes anyway. So it's obviously either going to be us or Helena, in my opinion, from our division. So if we match up in the division final series to go to nationals, we need the best record if we lose that. So there's always a backup plan, but I don't care about that per se. I will beat Helena. We will do whatever it takes to beat Helena.
All right.
So...
Chris,
we can't afford to lose any games.
And Bozeman's a nice test, you know, because they're not Helena. And they're definitely not the Wild talent-wise and not the Wild depth-wise, but it's a nice test because they have some talent over there at Bozeman, that's for sure.
All right, final questions you have there, Chris. We've got about 3 minutes.
Time for Getting to Know Ethan Hayes.
No, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Wait, I'm too lazy to put a music bed.
This is all him, it's not me.
I'm too lazy to put a music bed in, so I just do it with my mouth. Ethan, we learned about you last week talking about movies. What is your non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
None.
I
don't know.
Essential orange vitamin water.
Okay. I love vitamin water. It's good. Now let's go to the alcohol. What is your favorite alcoholic drink? Are you a guy that's like, hey, I like my Crown, that's all I drink? Or do you like an assortment? Of course, when you're drinking responsibly.
I
of course.
I don't like an assortment. I actually don't like the taste of any alcohol, but if I'm going to drink, I have a Captain Coke.
There you go. There you go. And that was Getting to Know Ethan Hayes.
Wow. Yeah, he really came prepared today there, Coach Hayes.